Rava says like this, we're talking about a regular ish. Why is the yisra of an ashes ish? In other words, a married lady, when she lives with another man, why is that called an isakal? That the halacha is, if your wife lives with another man, your wife becomes usa to you. Now we're saying that's called a simple isra. Why? Shein oisra, oisra kol yama. Because the husband does not keep her usa the whole lifetime. A husband can give his wife a get. If you give your wife a get, lamaisa she becomes mutter. So the isra, ashes ish, is not that strong. True, kol zaman you're married to your wife, she's not allowed to live with anybody else. But when you give her a get, she becomes mutter. Ma'ashen kein, when once you married your wife, her sister is also to you longer than that. Like we said before. Because your wife's sister is also to you, calls them on, she's alive. Even if you give your wife a get, you're still not allowed to live with your sister-in-law. So the isser of not living with your sister-in-law is stronger than the isser of an ashes ish. Start with the kal v'chomer. Madach, when your wife lives with another man, she becomes usa to you. So when the man lives with his sister-in-law, that's a chomadik yisr, for sure he should be usa with his wife. And now we had a posit that says no. V'shachav ish usa, only your wife becomes usa when a man lives with her, and not when you live with somebody else. Tanya nam yochi, that Abba Chana nama, Mishum Yablaza, Eishes ish, we're talking about an Eishes ish, and the scroll that is, Ma bimokem abol isakal shein oisra oisra koyamov madach, when a married lady lives with another man, that the isra of a married lady is not so strong because the isra is not all the time. The husband could give her a get neser oisra. Still, the husband becomes also to his wife when his wife lives with another man. Habol isachomer, when the husband lives now with a strong isra, shor asura oisra koyamov. And the law is, you're not going to live with your sister-in-law, calls the man, your wife is alive. Is Einoidin Shinesar Oisra? Isn't it for sure that you should now be Yasa with your wife? That should have been the Svara, that if a husband lives with his sister-in-law, he should become Yasa with his own wife. On this we say, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Oisa, Vishachav Ish Oisa, Oisa Shrivasi Oisrosa, Vien Shrivas Achoisa Oisrosa. The only time a lady becomes usher is if a lady, your wife, lives with another man, then she becomes usher to you. But if the husband lives with somebody else, his wife does not become usher to him.
Turn over. Yeah. It's the real new one. It's Sadekim Abez by two dots. Rabbi Yossi Yoyim Ne'akol Shepoisel. So Rabbi Yossi said a Shver Loshin at the end of our Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah we had yesterday, Rabbi Yossi said a lashon like this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Kol shepoisol aidei acherim. Any time it's like a person becomes also because of somebody else, is poisol aidei atzmoi. She also becomes also because of yourself. V'chol she'ein poisol aidei acherim. An isha that does not become also because of somebody else is ein a poisol aidei atzmoi. Because of you yourself also, she does not become also. Shalom was, what are they talking about? Who's becoming usher and who is passing one the other? So Mor says like this. Mor says, my comer Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi mean to say? What's Rabbi Yossi talking about? Elaine, if you want to say like this. Tanakama says, in a case where your wife and your brother-in-law, both of them went away. They went to the other side of the ocean. And the news came back that they both died. So they told you that your wife died, and they told you that your brother-in-law died. And the case is what happened, that you married then your sister-in-law. That's who you married. You married your wife's sister. Now, Eishes Gisoy, the law in such a case is, that Eishes Gisoy Asira, that Lamaisa, the wife now, your sister-in-law, becomes also to her husband. Because what happened here? You live with your sister-in-law when really your husband was still alive. So it comes out now that your sister-in-law is like a soita to her husband. So she's also to her husband. That the sister-in-law now, the sister that you live with, she becomes also to her husband. That's what the Mishnah says. Is Eishes Gisoy Asira. V'yishto Sharia. But your wife is still mutter. Now the case again was that your wife and your brother-in-law went away. And the news was...